5G in collaboration with PLM and automation developers will revolutionize product realization. Are the world's leading companies ready to use 5G as a cutting-edge competitive tool in product realization? What is the role of PLM, automation and operational technology, in this context? And what is being done about developing sharp combined business models for industrial 5G-based development? I discuss these issues with Ericsson's North American 5G evangelist, Peter Linder, in connection with his recent appearance at the SAS Institute's Global Forum. 5G will revolutionize not only product realization, Linder says, not unexpectedly. It will also lead to many new and interesting technology solutions in the coming years, but for the traffic to work smoothly in the 5G networks, help in the form of AI is required. Linder is quite right that artificial intelligence, AI, will be crucial to the success of 5G networks, especially on the industrial side, not only as standalone 5G and general AI solutions, but to have these pieces combined with PLM, automation capabilities, and industrial know-how. This combination will be of utmost importance. How does Ericsson work around this? We build the strategies around being strong on 5G and work in this with world-leading partners who have everything from devices to PLM systems, Linder said. He added to the question with whether there are any clear packaged solutions connected to the market's larger systems, such as Siemens' Asosystem or PTC/Rockwell's PLM platforms. Yes, packaged insofar as that we know that if we send IP over our systems there, it usually works. Dassault and PTC are, for example, our partners, he said. But this is not enough, say representatives for the big PLM developers. Much remains to be done to equip 5G with the power required to succeed industrially. About 5G connections to PLM and automation. 5G is built to reduce network delays, and AI and automation are needed to implement the millisecond fast responses to actions in different contexts. There is talk of 10 times fewer delays with 5G compared to previous generations of mobile networks. The bottom line is that 5G and AI together provide support for applications that are on the verge of zero tolerance for delays. Self-driving cars are perhaps the most obvious example, but this is also vital for those who intend to engage in industrial production, using the speed and wireless perspectives that can open up new focus areas. However, on the manufacturing side, it's far from only about bandwidth and responsive speed. There must also be effective solutions built around this, and which are linked to the PLM, industrial IoT, the IoT and automation components. Let's say you want a flexible production line, which can be reconfigured quickly to adapt to variant controlled batches. Normally, machinery setups are based on the fact that they are connected with cabling and local control systems. With 5G, it is conceivable that these control systems will instead be wireless, remote and mobile, and thus much easier to reconfigure. Seen from this perspective, the 5G system has the capacity to handle speed and wireless, but are there solutions which are based on the interaction between 5G and the machinery and automation system? The latter perhaps being it connected, and the PLM system as a design for manufacturing solution? These are absolutely important pieces, and there are also, for example, many out integration partners in the ecosystem. In this, we focus on two things, hardware integration and IT integration, early in the development of the ecosystem, says Linder. Are there any ongoing collaborations with these or other PLM and automation-related actors to create relevant business models in this context? There is a lot of innovation going on around new business models, to some extent when it comes to the connection itself, but especially when it comes to new business models in the connected ecosystem where both hardware and software suppliers will have completely new opportunities to create relevant business models thanks to 5G, says Linder. Collaboration with the important PLM, automation and IoT players is a key to success. Partners with industrial know-how play a key role in being able to boost 5G technology in the industry. For this reason, it is critical that the collaboration escalates and develops at a higher pace than today. We still have a few Nordic pilot projects within Atlas Copco, Volvo CE, and on the mining side. But for the industry to excel in industrial 5G, collaboration between strong PLM and automation developers such as Siemens, PTC/Rockwell, Dassault, and others is a good idea. One of the PLM developers I spoke to emphasizes that, in though 5G companies such as Ericsson are at the forefront of their own technology, they are behind other industries regarding, for example, simulation with the help of digital twins. Design of new systems, as well as the implementation of these, can be done faster and more cost-effectively virtually. In subsequent steps, the implementation can then be facilitated with virtual commissioning and training of AI models before they are put into use, which saves critical time and reduces costs. Digital twins and threats. When it comes to PLM and 5G, there are very few restrictions on how these solutions can enable industrial use with the help of digital twins, all the way through the product realization chain and connected via a digital thread. For example, this can be achieved via several platforms. PTC/Rockwell and PTC's PLM suite Windchill, which includes IoT and our platforms ThingWorks and Vuforia Siemens Team Center/OpsCenter, which includes Technomatics, the MindSphere IoT operating system and Mendix low-code platform Dassault's 3D Experience/Delmia. The technology exists, but when you discuss it with these PLM developers, there are several who point out that really good business models using 5G have not yet been fully developed. But as noted above, Peter Linder opens up for deeper collaboration, giving these and other players the opportunity to create the requested business models in the 5G area in collaboration with Ericsson. So the tools exist, and the interest from industrial customers is there, too. But what may not have matured is how to create good business solutions around it. Augmented reality, wireless automation, and all the value these technologies can provide when connected via 5G. Of course, the right technology also needs to be in place in all areas. Sharp IoT and our functionality requires bandwidth and a high response speed to be truly efficient. Here, the super responsive capacity of wireless technology also plays an important role, which 5G can deliver. All of this is on the map, but it takes time to achieve a mature collaboration. Linder, among others, believes that Ericsson and their customer base of operators are well acquainted with the need for bandwidth and how this need drives the development of investments in industrial IoT. In addition to this, there is a powerful potential strength in the combination of Ericsson's cellular technology and the PLM developers' industrial expertise. The problem today, which makes development a bit sluggish, is still to formulate and create sustainable and good business models, models that can create value. Investments must be able to be counted home reasonably quickly, which in the light of the coronavirus and its effects is more important than ever, says one of the PLM developers' representatives I spoke to. AI, edge, IoT, and augmented reality are strong drivers. All in all, with 5G there will be more extensive and perhaps most importantly, more varied traffic, in many cases with higher demands on performance in the mobile networks. The more complex the traffic, the more difficult it becomes for people to administer and optimize it. Therefore, the use of AI to manage 5G networks is essential. AI in general is also one of the applications that will benefit most from 5G. Linder mentions AI, together with edge solutions, IoT and IoT, as well as augmented and virtual reality, or /VR, as driving forces for 5G. With 5G and edge computing, applications in the cloud come closer to customers and provide shorter response times, he says. The same principle applies to IoT. With 5G networks, it is possible to connect more types of IoT and IoT devices. Linder mentions four main types of devices. Small devices that handle small volumes of data. This is a type of device that is already in use on a large scale. Devices that require some form of mobile broadband to operate. These are also in use today on a large scale. Advanced devices, for example in self-driving cars. For these devices, 5G becomes an enabler. Devices for automation in the manufacturing industry. 5G is required for these, and this is where Ericsson's Industry Connect, with the SAS Institute as a partner, makes for an interesting initiative. This means, among other things, that the two companies' products are tested together. We have several talks in progress with global manufacturing customers. With regard to Ericsson's own system, Industry Connect, it should be noted that talks are underway with large global manufacturing companies regarding the use of 5G and AI. Telecom operators are also interested in improving the private networks and IoT solutions they offer customers, asserts Linder. Common to application areas such as AI, IoT, and /VR is the ability for solutions to become more scalable. In some cases, such as large-scale IoT, this can mean a definitive boost in many implementations. As for the offer to the end customer, the possibilities are almost unlimited. These are in VR applications also open up new business models and opportunities for service providers. It is the combination of 5G access networks, edge computing, high-performance 5G core features, and new device form factors that bring these new use cases to life. Of course, an expanded collaboration with the PLM and automation companies could contribute to developing even sharper and more industrially adapted solution concepts. For example, PTC has these pieces as a market-leading capability with ThingWorks and Vuforia. Some conclusions: dissemination of knowledge. According to Linder, applications with augmented and virtual reality, /VR, are the biggest change so far in terms of knowledge transfer, not least because knowledge transfer can take place in real time. To illustrate this concept, he describes the different ways in which he and his daughter look for product usage instructions. He is still looking for a handbook, while his daughter has already found out what is needed by watching a video on YouTube. Her children will wear glasses, ask for instructions, and get real-time answers played out in front of them. No one should doubt that we will see industrial versions of these and other benefits emerge explosively. In general, 5G contributes to society becoming more digital as the capacity for communication increases, but when it comes to the industrial connections to this super-fast technology, there is still a lot to do. From PLM to MOM via IoT to PLM. In the industry context, we must state that PLM has three main areas: development, manufacturing, and maintenance. Within each area, information is created, which is then verified through virtual simulation in order to be sure that requirements and goals are met. Experience and knowledge are fed back, for example, with IoT to refine the three areas. What is created in PLM is then sent to an MOM system to handle the execution of the production. MOM stands for Manufacturing Operations Management, which means the handling of operations in connection with manufacturing. In simple terms, this is a collection of systems for managing comprehensive manufacturing processes in order to optimize and validate efficiency. There are many types of MOM software, including those for production management, performance analysis, quality, compliance, and more. In order for PLM to be able to act as a design for manufacturing solution and be part of the execution of production requires both increased availability and the ability to automate verification. Here, perhaps AI could help interpret the results based on experience and previous event data. AI, PLM, and automation can give good answers. Product development is usually subject to careful planning. Which variants are to be offered, at which markets and at what price, are examples of governing parameters. The customer value naturally increases if the customer can combine many alternatives, however, this simultaneously increases the complexity for those who develop and produce the products. To deal with this complexity, Linder points out, AI and automation of the entire development process can absolutely be a good answer. Simply put, 5G is an excellent alternative for connecting machines and different devices, and one can very well understand that the connection must be reliable. In this, 5G provides the opportunity to flexibly rebuild a production line, but also to create simplicity in connecting machines and units that are located in inaccessible places. All of this operates in parallel with the capacity to feed experiences back to the PLM system, providing input on how production, machines, and units work. Exactly how far Ericsson has reached toward this point, with the help of its partners in the ecosystem, is not entirely clear. Ericsson has its Industry Connect solution, which is a plug-and-play, pre-packaged and integrated dedicated network product with Ericsson's default components. Being a turnkey Industry 4.0 solution with 5G cellular technology and within that, also 4G LTE, which is easy to install, manage, and secure as Ericsson describes it, is certainly a good start. Ericsson has a cloud-based network management portal and troubleshooting app built to meet the company's IT, but for advanced industrial production a lot more is required. It will be exciting to follow Ericsson's journey forwards, as well as that of the other big 5G developers, especially regarding how to advance to connect industrial 5G-based capabilities to more complete PLM and automation end-to-end solutions.